tomorrow's news today.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police are like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2-3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
there. You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
I noticed 2 officers that were looking for something or somebody. I was looking around myself and seeing a guy on top of one of the buildings go in between one building to the next, and went and told the officer that he was up there. And when I went back to my spot, I heard that people could still see the person from where they were standing. So I checked that out. And I went back to tell the officer that if he came over there, he could see them. And when I turned my back is when the shots started. And then it took me a second or two to figure out exactly what it was. And then it was just getting out of there and helping some other person out with her child. And we got out, and that was the end of that. And I went and left, and that was all.
So the viewers have some perspective. Behind us, okay, is the American Glass Research Company. Okay, can you kind of describe the building behind us, the tan building right there? Can you take a look at it? And then where was the shooter exactly?
There's more buildings behind the tan building that we can see.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from Northern California, where we just successfully exposed the globalist conclave at Bohemian Grove. 20 people went inside. This organization, private citizen journalists, contacted us about a week and a half ago. And it's just incredible information. And it's important to note that the people inside all hated Trump, the Republicans. It's a Republican event. And they were really weren't even upset that Trump almost got killed. So that tells you the Republican establishment is and how surrounded President Trump is. Okay. It is Monday, July 15th.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
It is Monday, July 15th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm going to be very calm and very collected and very focused. I have talked to many of the top people in the Trump operation in the last 48 hours, and they all agree with me in my analysis, but don't want to come out and say all of this because they say it's too alarmist and the public can't handle it. I disagree with that. Because I know my life's in danger. If they get Trump, they're going after his family. They're going after me. They're going after Tucker Carlson. They're going after Elon Musk, big time. This is a globalist coup that's been in control of the U.S. empire for decades that killed Kennedy. I want to roll footage over and over again of the Zapruder film with his head getting blown off. If that bullet would have been a half inch more to the right, you would have seen Trump's head explode. Now, can you imagine what that image on international television would have done? And then immediately after killing him, they would then set off truck bombs at black colleges or large black churches. They would have bombed them yesterday on Sunday and said the Trump supporters did it. Now, I've been telling you this hundreds of times the last few years. All right? And when they had the Justice Department order, and this has now come out, they admitted this. We were ordered to by the government. And they had the Justice Department actually in an email because they have the Justice Department over bankruptcies, and they can come and intercede in them. And they said, Mr. Jones will not be afforded the bankruptcy court. Well, Judge Lopez has not followed that. He is a good judge. But this is what went on behind the scenes. And the reason I bring myself into this is understanding this. 5 weeks ago, when I stayed up at the office for three nights and slept up there, and slept up there days later because they tried to shut it down again, I got physically sick over it. And everybody was like, why are you so upset? You know, you'll come back. You'll have your show. And I said, this is not about my show. The Justice Department doesn't desperately, without a court order armed men to throw me out of the building, and they refused. Said, where's the paperwork? Unless they're making a move. Orders have come down, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't want me on the air when this goes down because I've already exposed the plan. They want everybody to argue about ballistics and this the shooter's background. This is MK Ultra 100%. They default didn't put people on those roofs when that is the default thing you do. And I see all these Secret Service agents out there on TV saying gross negligence and the Secret Service are idiots. And, you know, look at the fat women diversity hires. That has nothing to do with this. So everybody needs to get it through their head that the deep state tried to kill Trump. And they knew who this guy was. And they said he was a major threat. And they knew he was in the town. And then they sit there for minutes while everybody sees this guy on the roof with a gun. The default is you see a guy with a gun, a civilian on a rooftop, you shoot him. They had to be told not to. That's why they're on the radios asking permission. Okay? I mean, you could shoot that guy at 450 feet with open sights all day long. Okay, really good shots could shoot him with a shotgun slug at that distance. Okay? So, moving aside from that, what have I told you hundreds of times? There's different scenarios they could pull, but we know the type of scenarios they run. So we don't know exactly which scenario they'd follow, but we know all the scenarios, every possible one. Now that they were unsuccessful in killing Trump, they have got to kill him. Poisoning? Shooters? They've got some very sophisticated electromagnetic systems they could use. Microwaves? This country is in a war with globalists. Not a civil war. We are an occupied country. This is not a normal campaign. We're not in Kansas, folks. So listen to me. Trump's going to go. He's John Wayne for real. He's going to go to Milwaukee. He's there. They're going to do it all. And if you don't think the deep state isn't desperate enough to roll a truck with plastic explosives into that building, you got nothing coming. Now, whatever happens when that bomb goes off, even if it doesn't get Trump, they'll get him when the bomb goes off. And he's got people all around him that work for the globalists who are compromised, who've been paid off, and who think they're on the winning team, and who will salute the New World Order. Trump is surrounded. He needs to watch from behind, just like Star Wars. Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters. Because when the big guns stop, you know what's coming in behind you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this again. America is fighting for its very life right now, and 100% we are not for offensive violence. We do not support attacking Biden. And what have I said hundreds of times? When they kill Trump, they will then kill Biden. And this is interchangeable. They may use a low-yield 1 megaton nuke, 2 megaton nuke, on the White House to get Biden. That's one of their moves. I guarantee there's files, plans, weapons loaded, ready, go teams, ready to kill. They are guaranteed atomic weapons following Trump around, and they get the order from the Council on Foreign Relations and British Intelligence, and they're going to kill him. They're going to kill Trump, and they're going to kill Biden. And then this country will be in full martial law forever. I've calculated all avenues down that road. Even if they use robot drones with nerve gas they've got stationed all over the country, the robots won't be able to knock everybody out, and then it'll be total war. We're going to beat them, but you have to understand, folks, they're going to nerve gas the capitals. They're going to nerve gas the Republican leadership. The drones are loaded with the nerve gas. And that's why they don't like me, folks, because I know all this stuff. This stuff has been declassified. This stuff is leaked. They've got robot helicopters with 1,000 gallons of opioid gas that knocks you out, kills about 10% of the people in the studies they've done because of the fires and car crashes and people falling, hitting their heads, and all the rest of it. So they've got that option. They've got nerve gas loaded on these helicopters as well. And they've got that option to nerve gas the capitals. They'll hit the governors with nerve gas. And so I just want everybody to know where you're at. They've got nerve gas loaded. They've got tactical nuclear weapons following Trump around and following Biden around. Because it's a kill switch on the country. They've got their coup in place. And they've got their sectarian war and their open borders. And they're destroying this country. And they're starting World War III with Russia, nuclear war. Trump doesn't like nuclear war. Trump likes golf courses and grandkids and hotels and steaks and three lobster tails. They see him as a lightweight because they'll do anything for power and control as long as they think they can get away with it. I'm telling the New World Order something. You'll never get away with this because the information's out. Now, I need to discipline myself, and I need to walk through scenarios here. Everybody needs to record this and have it on original devices because they're going to take the web down if they go full hot coup. And you might be watching this in 5 years, literally in an underground resistance base. And people need to understand what really happened in this history. All right? Now, Roger Stone's coming up in 15 minutes. And we got a bunch of other big guests. We have the former head of Trump's advance team that ran over 300 of his rallies joining us. I think it's in the third hour. And a bunch of other big guests as well. But I am beyond mentally exhausted. I'm not exhausted. There's such a spiritual awareness and concern of the grave danger we're in that I can't believe I'm the person bringing this information. All right. No one else is going to do it, even though the generals and all of them agree with me, because they believe it's too alarmist to tell people stuff like this. No, we've got to be honest about where we are. All right. We've got to be honest. Of course, the Secret Service was told to stand down. Of course, they let the guy get the shots off. We don't need to get caught around the wheels like a cartoon character, like Wile E. Coyote when he gets run over, bop, 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 and just stay in that BS land. This follows the trajectory of the demonizations, the lies, the character assassination, the lawfare, the criminal indictments, the fake conviction, all the impeachments, all the Russia crap on their trajectory to kill Trump. And then if they fail, they've got to get the job done. And they control the Justice Department, and they control the Pentagon at the top, and they've got their foreign intelligence groups here that will do this in a second. I mean, these people produce snuff films. People that run our government run the snuff film industry. Okay, they keep babies alive and sell their organs, and governors get on TV and tell you how they do it. They're normalizing all of this, okay? They just killed 35 million people with their poison shots. So they're not playing games, okay? And I'm not playing games either. I am not doing this out of courage. I am doing this out of self-preservation. The only move I've got is being honest about this with everybody. You think after they kill Trump, they're going to leave Tucker Carlson walking around? They'll kill him within 24 hours. Oh, I know they're coming. Listen, I was in the air when this happened. The minute we land, it just happened as we were landing, I just immediately was like, I'm in another area. I don't have my firearms, any of that. And I was like, they're coming. Okay? I mean, they're coming. Okay? So that's how life and death this is. You need to understand they're going to kill Elon Musk within 24 hours. And I guarantee you they got people inserted into his entourage, into his group, that are waiting to get the order. And I would tell all those people, you're betting on the wrong team, and you should just come clean with everything right now, and you will be protected. We have a very good chance of winning this and stopping the enemy. Because I can give you all the scenarios, different permutations of scenarios. I'm sure you can get your own, but believe me, these are the scenarios. I can also talk about how to stop them. Okay? And again, the first thing is understanding how real this is and letting it sink in. Okay? That's the first thing we've got to do is realize the grave danger we're in. Trump's 100% real. He's got his faults. The man's 100% real. I'm 100% real. Tucker Carlson's 100% real. Elon Musk has chosen to join us because he's smart, even if he's evil, which I'm not saying he is. The New World Order, Elon Musk got like 180 IQ, folks. He's idiot smart. And he can see they're going to lose. He told them that at the World Government Summit last year. The globalist, you're going to lose, whether it takes a year or 10 years. You will never get away with this. Your operations are exposed. The education curve and awakening curve is parabolic. And we're going to win because God's on our side. And there's not just evil people in the world. There's a lot of good people. But we need good people to not be naive about this. So they will try to poison Trump. They will try to shoot Trump. They will activate even bigger lies and frauds about him. The big move is to hit him with a large truck bomb. They again, it's in the cards to use a small nuclear weapon and blame the Iranians. They'll be the fall guys. And then instantly, we're in full war with Russia. Instantly, the air raid sirens are going off. Instantly, life as you know it is over. And they're going to use the war to try to get Americans to, oh my God, you know, we got hit by a nuke, Iran, you know, with Russia, you know, and then everybody's off the air except the corporate news. And then you're going to see all hell break loose because there are people inside all those corporate news organizations and inside the government that are our people. And we're not communicating like you guys are, you know, with your plans and your operations and your departmentalization. We all are just here like Fight Club. And I'm going to explain this to you, like in the Watchmen movie. You think I'm locked in here with you. You're locked in here with us. You're locked in here with me. Okay? And once you cross that line, our people are everywhere. And I wouldn't want to be with any of these Silicon Valley people when this goes down because your security hates your guts. I wouldn't want to be any of these globalists, senators, or people when this goes down because you know what's going to happen because people know you did it. And they know that there's no choice. So you start this full hot red war, then you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting. And I'm shooting you straight, New World Order. Shooting you deadly straight. So we are 112 days out from the election. Then there's the 79 days when he's president-elect. This is an eternity, 180-something days. We'll put it on screen. And I'm sorry this is the way things are, but if you look at history, this stuff like this happens all the time. This is the norm. Except there weren't robots with nerve gas. And there weren't everybody carrying phones around with them to track everywhere we go and what we do. And this entire civilizational attack we're witnessing, and people weren't as soft as they are now. And so we've lost the Republic. And really, if Trump fails, this will be known as the death throes of America. This is the death throes of our country, or it could be our rebirth. Because unlike a physical body, as it gets older, it doesn't come back at a certain point. Countries, systems, ideas are bulletproof and can spring eternal from the Tree of Liberty. And you know what waters the Tree of Liberty. I don't say it with pleasure and enjoyment, but the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's what waters the Tree of Liberty. And I am honored to be in the position that if I get struck down to water the Tree of Liberty, I will touch all your lips again. You know the saying, when I die, bury me under the old apple tree so that I may touch your lips again. So that's where we are, folks. And I love you and I care about you. And we're all in this together. And it's not going to get any better being cowards. It's not going to get any better lying to ourselves. It's not going to get any better. We've become a satanic nation. None of us are perfect, but my God, we at least love God and want to be good. These people are beyond evil. They're cancer, and they're going to have to be cut out. Now, you're going to see people start getting real. Like the judge in Florida just struck down Jack Smith. And I told you that's what the Supreme Court did. They gave it back to her to strike it down. They said clearly a month ago, they said, he wasn't appointed correctly, just like their Jan 6 committee on its face was illegal. Then they destroyed all the evidence. They destroyed my testimony because it didn't fit in with their BS. And so these are just a bunch of dirty, evil, pedophile lawyers who inherited the apparatus of the American Republic and all the brains and weapons and the rest of it. And now they've squandered it. And now the whole world's turning against them. And the world's watching America fight for its soul. So Roger Stone's coming up in about 8 minutes. We're getting him on the line. But I just ask everyone to pray for America, pray for Trump. Pray for InfoWars. Pray for Tucker Carlson. Pray for Elon Musk. Because I don't say these things to be dramatic. I know how the globalists operate, 100% default. They've got different scenario manuals on killing Trump, Tucker Carlson, myself. Elon Musk is right up there at the top after Trump. And I've said this not to be dramatic. I've told Joe Rogan this in person, and I've said it on air. They know Joe's good. And they know Joe is as wake as I am. That's why I got mad at him 6-7 years ago, because I know he's smarter than I am. Probably. He knows all of this. We talk all the time. He knows it all. Okay? I mean, he's like more Alex Jones than Alex Jones at dinner. Okay? They know that Irish-Italian guy is not going to back down just for money when all this goes down. He's gonna get more and more hardcore, and that's why they're going to whack Joe. So that's where we are. And I want everybody to know this is the ball game, because a lot of you are going to have a chance to dodge this. If you know the minute they kill Trump, they're coming. All right. Just like a train coming down to the station. Okay. That train's a coming right now. And in the current situation, and God's more powerful than the New World Order, trillion times infinity. But right now, unless God intervenes, they will kill President Trump, and then they will come to kill us, and they will come to kill you with poison shots and 5G. So you have no choice. They're killing kids all around us anyways with the poisoning shots. They're chemtrailing the atmosphere. There's 5G everywhere. We're dead already if we don't turn this thing around. And, you know, I'll use the analogy, because people seem to get analogies from movies, but there's a lot more analogies in history and parallels. Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. I'm not really a Star Trek fan, but I like the second Star Trek. It's good. Great actors. And the Enterprise is trying to get away, and the weapon's about to detonate, the Genesis weapon, and they won't outrun it because they're on emergency power. And Spock knows they're all going to die anyway, so he goes in and fixes the reactor, and then he dies, but they live. We're all dead unless men make the decision to, at your church and at your work and everywhere else, just get up and say what all this is and expose it. And we need rallies in all of the states in support of Trump. And we need to pray, and we need to call the White House and call the Democrat congressman and others and say, look, we know you're deep state. We know you're going along with all this. Lindsey Graham needs to have, you know, the fear of God put into him by his constituents, nonviolently, don't threaten him, but the fear of God that we know. That's why they don't like this show, people. It's not about me. I'm safer when everyone figures this out and adopts the reality. I don't want to be the guy that's always right and everybody listens to, because they don't have the will to face it. Once you study this and know this, it's all right there. This is standard evil New World Order garbage we're up against. And they're weak. And the dominoes are falling. And I've looked at their faces since they missed. And they look scared for the first time. Obama's scared. Hillary's scared. Biden's scared. Silicon Valley's scared. Their bosses are scared. Well, those that aren't pure evil can always turn back, like Elon Musk is doing. You can come over to our side. You can abandon the New World Order ship, because you are on a collision course with us, and you're driving around in your van going 100 miles an hour, and we're in an 18-wheeler doing 150. And you know what's going to happen when we hit each other? We're all going to be dead. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager, who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him.
We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water, not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world filled with uncertainty, you can prepare with InfoWars Life Select. Our storable food is not only delicious, but it's your first line of defense against food shortages and unpredictable times. Our high-quality meals are packed with the nutrition your body needs and packed for long-term secure storage. Whether it's a natural disaster or societal disruptions, ensure your family's future with InfoWars Life Select. Don't wait for the unexpected. Visit preparewithalex.com and stock up on storable food today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Folks, I don't say this to be dramatic. I say this because I'm 50 years old and I've been around the block a lot. My sixth sense is never wrong. And the older I get, I always know to follow it. Plus, I have all the intellectual information and research behind it. And growing up in Dallas, I got a lot of really serious fights. And I never knew how to back down. And before I would get in a fight, which is a natural thing for your body, I'd throw up just to get everything out of there so you could go full on. I just threw up during the break. And again, I told people that because, okay, all previous concerns, this is 50 times worse, okay? And I want folks to understand the level and magnitude of the danger, okay? Now, Roger Stone is very close confidant with Trump. We're going to him right now. After he leaves in 30 minutes, I'm going to walk through the scenarios
and how this is going to unfold. But listen to me. And people are doing a great job. Conservatives are not calling for blood. Conservatives are not calling for violence. You're doing a great job. The corporate media has tried to play all this down. That's backfired even worse on them. Trump's going to do what Trump's going to do. He had said that he was looking to postpone a few days going to Milwaukee. Now he's gone to Milwaukee, or is going to Milwaukee. It opens today. Pray for him, like your life depends on it, because the globalists want World War III. And I got to tell you, I'm here in Northern California. You think it's liberal? In gas stations, at the supermarket, young people on the side of the street are like, we love Trump. We're voting Trump now. We know that Trump will stop World War III. Old Pakistan man at his gas station knew who he were. And I shot an interview with him. I haven't posted it yet for some reason. Said Trump stops World War III. In fact, I'll post it during the next break on X. But I want to go to Roger right now to get his take on this and how Trump's doing and what he expects to unfold now. But I want Roger to repeat what he said to me on the phone this morning when I called him, because it was just dead on important. It's like Biden doesn't even exist anymore. Trump is the president. He is more famous and more revered now than John Lennon at his peak. He's more famous and iconic than John Wayne and Ronald Reagan combined. The globalists hate his guts. This is totally backfired. And that's why they've got to kill him. And they're going to go for broke. They have nothing to lose. They're completely out of their minds. And the Secret Service defaults to people on the roof. They didn't. And for minutes, people pointed at the man with the gun. This was a stand down. And these people need to be interrogated. All right. Who gave them the orders? Who told them that? This is Biden's Secret Service. All right. Now let's go to Roger Stone right now to give us his analysis and breakdown. But I'm telling you, the enemy playbook is kill Trump, kill Biden, claim a Trump supporter did it. That gets them both out of the way. I've been saying this for years. And then start a race war by truck bombing black colleges or a black church service. I'm surprised it didn't happen yesterday. Okay, so these people are desperate. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us, and God bless you, my friend. Just go wherever you'd like.
Well, Alex, first of all, I like everybody in the country, I want to thank God for the safety of our president. I really believe that he was spared yesterday for a purpose. God has a plan for him and for the country. And while I don't want to wish any of these things into being, I think that you and I and Tucker Carlson were among the first people in the country to talk about the possibility of assassination. Assassination has roiled our politics as a nation from the beginning. The murder of Lincoln, the murder of Garfield, the murder of Kennedy, the murder of McKinley, the attempted murder of Theodore Roosevelt, and of course, most famously, as I say, the murder of John F. Kennedy. Now, when I examined the Kennedy assassination for my 2013 book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, I learned that there was no question whatsoever that multiple government agencies, including the Central Intelligence Agency, the Secret Service, as well as the FBI, were complicit, as were members of the Dallas Police Department and the Dallas County Sheriff's Office. That gives me pause. Everything I hear coming out of Pennsylvania raises more questions than it does answers. For example, a number of people have contacted me to say that the shooter is not the man they've identified, but rather a man by the name of Maxwell Yerrick, who seems, at least in photographs, and I'm not in law enforcement, I don't have, facial ID technology, but appears to more closely resemble the picture we've been shown that is allegedly the corpse of the shooter. So I have many, many questions, as the American people do. I can just tell you, Trump's style is not to back down. He arrived last night in Milwaukee. He's not going to change his schedule. He is imminently and ever defiant. But you're not wrong. There is no limit to which the deep state will now go. They've played their ace card, and thanks be to God, they have failed. you have to wonder what it is they have up their sleeve next. And now on the heels of this, Alex, the word that the judge in Florida has dismissed the documents case because, as I predicted, based solely on my reading of the filings in the case, the judge has declared the appointment of Jack Smith to be unconstitutional because he was never confirmed by the U.S. Senate, something that I have believed was accurate. The legal analyst at MSNBC kept insisting there was no case, that this was ridiculous. No, I think it is legally correct. It'll obviously be appealed, but you're not going to see another trial, which is what they really wanted, prior to the election.
So everything is disintegrating around them. I want you to keep walking through all this, but Roger, same type of stand down crap we saw in Dealey Plaza in 63 just happened, but they didn't hit their target dead on. How is Trump doing? You know him better than anybody in politics. You're obviously close friends for 45 years. How is Trump doing?
Well, I have not been able to speak with him because he was en route to Milwaukee last night. I myself will head to Milwaukee shortly. Hope to see him there. But look, I you're right. I do know him, and I know him well. The Trump you saw, the Trump with the upraised fist, the Trump who insisted on breaking loose enough from that pile of Secret Service agents to show the people that he was still with us, that he was still defiant, that he was still in the fight, that is the Trump that I know and love. So my guess is that he is undaunted. If anything, he should be more confident of victory. Things are breaking his way in a way that could only mean divine intervention. We talked about this on the show many times as we looked at these various obstacles to Trump getting to the presidency, which looked formidable. They have all, one by one, fallen away. This is just the latest example of it. So for those who are out there saying, "What? I'm back at home, what can I do?" What you can do is pray. Continue to pray. Praying is working. Prayer, your prayers are working. They will continue to work. It's the single most important thing people can do.
Roger, how does this affect the replacing of Biden?
That's a very interesting question. You know, I was preparing to do my 77 WABC weekend radio show, and I was going to talk extensively about the fact that Barack Obama is now moving very aggressively against Biden, cutting off all of the Hollywood money, cutting off most of the bundler money. He is clearly pushing Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Nancy Pelosi, to give Biden the word that he has to go. Now I'm beginning to wonder whether any of it matters. Will they desist and allow a candidate who I believe is sleeping 16 hours a day, who is cosseted and hidden away by Hunter Biden, who now has emerged as the gatekeeper and the chief political strategist for Joe, not to mention First Lady Jill Biden, who is functioning much like Woodrow Wilson's First Lady, Edith Galt Wilson. So that makes her the de facto president of the United States. Will they let Joe take the fall because they believe that defeat is imminent, and therefore they intend to do what they did last time, which is to try to take Trump out while he's president, using elements of his own government? A lot will be revealed here in the vice presidential pick, which may come as soon as today. I haven't talked to the president about this, but if I did have the opportunity, what happened yesterday shows once again how vitally important that decision is, how important it is that he pick someone who's committed to the America First agenda, not just somebody who's a good Republican, not somebody who's a neocon, but someone who is deeply committed to the Trump agenda.
Well, that's right. If he picks Marco Rubio, he has a death wish.
I would sadly say the same thing about Governor Doug Burgum. You know, I met that guy at a Collier County Reagan-Lincoln Day dinner. He seemed like a very pleasant fellow. But then Alex, I dug into his record. I mean, Bill Gates made him a billionaire by buying his software company. Bill Gates had him as his guest at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Bill Gates is among his closest friends. He approved the sale of 40 acres in North Dakota. It was only 20 minutes from the North Fork's military base to a communist Chinese entity. He's signed a transition, a transgender bill, vetoed a school choice bill. He is most definitely not an America First Republican. Obviously, we don't know his foreign policy, but I'm suspect.
Absolutely. Look, I know you don't talk about your private conversations with Trump, but I mean, obviously, you've told Trump, do not pick Marco Rubio and do not pick that governor.
I've told Trump my opinion. I'm not going to characterize it beyond that. I think that there are superior candidates. It's not a secret to anyone here that my own personal choice would have been Tulsi Gabbard. She does not appear to be in the running. I can only hope that she'll be appointed to a high cabinet job, perhaps Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense, either one of which she would be eminently qualified for, or some other position of responsibility. But of those who the president seems to signal are under consideration, the only candidate in that group who does not meet the definition of neocon would be Senator J.D. Vance. You know, Vance, it's interesting. He's 39 years old, Alex. That's the exact age that Richard Nixon was when Dwight Eisenhower took him for the ticket in 1952. Sure.
And he's very articulate, and he's been anti-war. What about Carson?
You know, I love Dr. Ben Carson because I think he's solid. He's dependable in the sense that he's sure-footed. He's run for president before, twice. Therefore, he knows the tricks of the mainstream media. If Trump goes for the do-no-harm argument, and that is an argument, as Nixon used to say, don't pick somebody as your running mate who will help you. Just try to find someone who doesn't hurt you. Well, then Dr. Ben Carson would be a solid choice. He's not particularly inspiring, but he is very, very solid and dependable. He's a very good man. I would not be unhappy with his selection. I don't know that he is actually under consideration.
All right, Roger, you've got to leave in about 10 minutes, and you've got so much on your mind that needs to be said, but I've got a few more questions, and I want you to then get off your mind, your chest, any other key things you want to say. I know you don't want to sound alarmist, but it's at times like this that we are alarmists so that people understand the magnitude. Okay, I've been on there 30 years. You've been doing separate for almost 50 or longer. I want people to understand the gravity of this. The deep state are cornered rats. And when Trump said he'll end this war the first day he's in office, which he would do, which he could do, the globalists want their decades-long war that they believe they can have a protracted fight with Russia, and that's going to prop up the economy. They've openly said it, as you know, at the EU, that they've got a 20 to 30-year war plan and that everything's going to be war now. And then the Russians are like, no, it's going to be nuclear war. So this thing is already escalating completely out of control. And the globalists need to have the keys taken away from them. They're lunatics. But they're full of so much bravado and so much chutzpah, and that I know what they're going to do. I mean, they are 100%, you bet your bottom dollar, there's not even a debate about this. I know this is a fact, like life and death, like the sun coming up, the sun setting, that they are pulling out all the stops now hysterically to kill Trump. And I get it. He's tough, and he believes in destiny. And, you know, I think he once said you didn't use the word fatalistic. You just said he is completely committed and just doesn't care. He's going to do this mission, and then that's it. And he just puts his head down like a rhinoceros and runs over the enemy. That's great. But I think about how if he dies of a heart attack naturally, which isn't going to happen, they're going to poison him. That'd be their smartest move because it would inflame people less. Still, it's over. It makes it even worse for them down the road. If they shoot him or if they truck bomb him, everyone's going to know it's the deep state. They're not going to be able to blame it on Iran. That's who they're going to do it. That's who they're going to blame it on. And I know there's scenarios. And so it's not alarmist to say this. And I think we need to really get on the table out front to the globalists. We know your plans. We know your operations. We know your history. because it's not their fingerprints aren't all over this. They ordered a damn stand down and sat there while a guy walked around with a gun on a roof for multiple minutes with everybody pointing at him. Okay. So I'm very upset about this. And people don't understand that we are literally on the razor's edge of political meltdown, the likes of which the world's never seen.
Well, Alex, obviously we don't want to wish any of those things into being, but for these people, anything whatsoever is entirely possible. For example, you just had this on the screen. Why is the Antifa BLM protest area so close to the entry of the Republican National Convention? It is not set up that way, by the way, in Chicago, where I expect you'll have much, much larger and potentially even more raucous and perhaps even violent demonstrations, since that party is split in half over the Middle East situation. You know, in many ways, Alex, what we're seeing is very much analogous to 1968 in so many ways. Just as Lyndon Johnson dropped out of that race, there's heavy pressure on Joe Biden to drop out of that race. Just as Richard Nixon was staging a political comeback after defeat, Donald Trump is staged one of the greatest comebacks in American history after the last election was stolen from him. Yes, I just said it. The Democrat Party is split in half over a foreign war. You see so many parallels. And now this attempted assassination fits that same rubric. So I pray that the president will be more cautious in all of his arrangements and his security. But I'm just telling you, he is not going to back down. He's not going to refuse to campaign. He's not going to go lock himself in a bunker until Election Day. That's just not Donald Trump. He's just not going to do that. Therefore, we have to continue to pray that God's hedge of protection will be around him and his family, no matter what he does. Alex, I think of all those scenarios, the one that I think is most likely is world war. I mean, Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, already announced that in September, Ukraine will be joining NATO, which is a violation of two different agreements we have signed with the Russians. The Budapest Memorandum and the Minsk Accords means we're in violation of those agreements.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear, Roger. Article 5 and the whole situation with NATO, retroactively, once Ukraine joins NATO, now any Russian war fighting in the area is considered an attack on NATO, and we go directly to nuclear war. And you've got the Pentagon talking about survivability.
Not only that, but of course, Putin has made it very clear that that's his line in the sand, that is the act that is unacceptable to him. That's what this war is really all about. It's not about his territorial ambitions in Ukraine. It's about the mounting of U.S.-funded NATO missiles pointed at Russia in violation of two different agreements that we've signed. No different than when Nikita Khrushchev put Russian missiles 90 miles off our shore in 1963. Bringing us to the brink of World War III then.
And Roger, Chinese troops are training en masse in Belarus right by the border of northern Ukraine. They have a defense treaty with Russia. And Russia, Putin, when he invaded 2.5 years ago, said, I'm going to take about 30% of the country, and I'm going to build basically a Maginot line there and prepare for war with NATO, because NATO's moved up to us. And so we're drawing a line and saying we're going to fight and die right here. Napoleon got destroyed by the Russians. Hitler got destroyed by the Russians. And it's like they're going back again, and the Russians will fight to the death. And they have a gigantic nuclear weapons arsenal. I mean, again, the globalists are just fabulously insane. Blinken over there playing the guitar, keep on rocking in the free world. That guy couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. And there's nothing – and the Pentagon until the last few years isn't perfect, but they were strained. Remember when the Democrats wanted to go to war with Russia in Syria, and then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs would say, that's nuclear war. We can't do that. And now it's just like, oh, Trump's a Nazi. And, you know, by the way, we're just going to have nuclear war. It's so much fun. And it's a bunch of weirdos like Obama. It's just, they're disgusting people, Roger. They're psychotic devils.
Well, and which is why I still think their pursuit of World War III would give them cover to either postpone or to intervene in the next election. Look, Alex, we don't even have, there are no peace negotiations going on. They're not even talking. We're not even, there are no ongoing efforts to stop the killing. None whatsoever. They have been vetoed, not by the Ukrainians, but by our own State Department. I think that says it all. So I think World War III, nuclear war, in Europe, war, there are Chinese, there are Russian submarines that are fully loaded with missiles off the coast of Florida right now. And that is a reaction to our approving the use of long-range missiles to hit targets inside Russia that are being used by NATO. So we have prompted that. We have caused that. This is the great danger, I think, that we face. It's also the single most important argument for Trump's election. He is the peace candidate. Think about that. He is the one man who could end this conflict between Russia and Ukraine. I think once he cut off the funding, the oxygen for Iran, you would go back to a more stable Middle East. But this administration is committed to war, if necessary, in both theaters. That is the single
absolutely. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Check in with us again tomorrow. God bless you. You're absolutely right. We've got to pray for Trump. We've got to realize the magnitude and the danger and how the globalists want their world government. So they're happy to have a nuclear war to get it. And we just have to come together as a civilization and have whistleblowers and people expose them and just all their evil needs to be exposed. The courts need to defend Trump. That's starting to happen. People have to get a sense of complete and total urgency to stand up and do the right thing, both big and small, and together with God's help, we will and we must prevail. And President Trump will be inaugurated. He will survive if we pray and if God intervenes. And I believe that short of God's intervention, like we just saw Saturday, then President Trump will be killed. And again, I don't wish that. I'm not speaking into an existence. I'm admitting what we've already seen, as I've been predicting, so we get serious and stop it. Roger Stone, talk to you soon. God bless you.
Alex, I'll be joining you and Harrison Smith from Milwaukee. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Yeah, and folks, you notice we're not even in Milwaukee because the last CRO guy that tried to shut everything down, wouldn't even put the funds in to do it, even though it would bring in a ton of funds to do it. So that's why it's so important to support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have, it's being printed right now in Texas, the Trump bulletproof shirt. It's already a bestseller. Support InfoWars. It supports Trump. Support Trump. Beautiful shirt. Now being printed, so it's a pre-order, but you'll get it in a couple weeks.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc, everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.